You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Last night, the Democratic Party got behind Hillary Clinton, putting her forth as the first female presidential candidate of a major American political party. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies was at the Wells Fargo Center when history was made, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jen.
Dave, South Dakota was the state that put Mrs. Clinton over the required number of delegate votes to become the nominee. What was that moment like?
Well, it was a really emotional moment for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. You know, for the Sanders folks, it was an end. I mean, you know, their movement will go on. They say they'll be active in politics. But up until now, you know, the movement had an organization and a leader and a clear goal, and that's truly finally over, was at that moment, and that was hard for them. Now, for women, particularly among the Clinton delegates, many of whom spent years working on gender equality issues, this was powerful. I saw tears on among some. Some simply stared at the ceiling, taking it all in. When I spoke to Ed Rendell, he recalled what a tough road it had been for Hillary going back to 2008 when she cried in New Hampshire and got all that criticism. Mm-hmm. When I spoke to him, his eyes were moist and his voice trembled, so it was powerful.
Dave, many Bernie Sanders supporters did not react well to Mrs. Clinton's nomination. Some left the Wells Fargo Center. Did you notice their exodus?
Actually, I did not. I mean, I was on the floor. And I heard there might be a walkout, but there's just so many people moving around the floor all the time that I was unaware for probably 15 minutes that it had actually happened. You know, there are about 1,800 Sanders delegates there. My guess is 10% or less actually walked out, and they didn't do it chanting. So it just wasn't that visible. I found out that it had happened, and I went out to this area next to the arena where they had gathered in front of this huge media tent. Where police were there kind of trying to make sure it was under control. And so these exiting delegates were singing and chanting and giving interviews to literally swarms of reporters. It was quite a scene. A Triumph the Insult comic dog was there doing his thing and taking video. You know, I talked to one delegate, Chris Larson. He was from Iowa, gave me a list of things he was angry about. The campaign should have fought harder on rules, on platform. It should never have endorsed Hillary. And so I said, you know, after all that, what do you think of Bernie Sanders now? Here's what he told me.
You know, Bernie helped change my life. And, you know, he's got to go his own path. I got to go my own path instead of all these other people. So we still believe in the movement. We're still taking the movement forward. And I wish the best to my brother, Bernie Sanders.
Interesting. Party unity is, of course, a huge deal at these conventions, Dave. Whether it exists or not and to what degree it exists, what are you able to gauge at the DNC?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the question of this convention, isn't it? You know, you remember last week, Jennifer, when we were speaking during the Republican National Convention, and I mentioned, like, about Tuesday, I'd spoken to a former Marco Rubio delegate, Charlie Giroux, and he said he wasn't yet ready then to back Trump, the party's candidate, but said by the end of the convention he thought he would. You know, it's an emotional experience to be on the convention floor, this huge arena, an amazing sound system. And the speeches and the videos can be very moving. You know, I thought of that last night when I saw a scene on the floor when a Clinton delegate from Pennsylvania, Val Arkush, she's a Montgomery County commissioner, was embracing Sherry Cohen, a Sanders delegate from Philadelphia. They've known each other for many years. And I asked Cohen afterwards, the Sanders delegate, you know, when you hear all these wonderful speeches and videos about what a wonderful person Hillary is, and this is somebody that you have campaigned against and thought she was exactly the wrong thing from the party, when you hear all this, is that going to make it easier or harder to get behind the ticket? And she said, you know, it's some of both. I just don't know. But like most of the Sanders delegates that I've spoken to, she said she will be supporting Clinton in the fall.
You've kept such a close eye on the Pennsylvania delegation for the Republicans and now the Democrats. Is Pennsylvania going to be a tough state to win for the Democrats?
Well, Ed Rendell said he thinks the state is in play. I mean, as we've said many times over the past couple of weeks, it's been since 1988 that the Republicans have won a presidential election here in Pennsylvania. So most people say, I mean, that Hillary Clinton should beat Donald Trump. But it's such a crazy year, nobody really knows. And it's interesting, as I was leaving the arena for the last time last night, there were some Sanders delegates holding a banner which said DNC, Bernie Sanders can beat Trump, Hillary could lose. That was part of the Sanders argument, that the poll showed that he was the stronger candidate. We'll just have to see.
Yeah. Dave, unlike at the RNC, we are hearing from many people who are quite a big deal within the Democratic Party at the DNC. Jimmy Carter sent a video message. President Clinton spoke last night glowingly about his wife, how he met her, what she's done for so many people over the course of decades. And then tonight we hear from President Obama. This is a different convention.
Well, right. I mean, the big difference, of course, in the Republican convention is that this insurgent, who is loathed by so many of the party leaders, won and took things over. And so you saw Scott Baio and all kinds of people. It was just an utterly different kind of convention than we've ever seen. This is a case where, yeah, I mean, the party leaders are with their candidate, and it's a much more traditional approach, selling the candidate for 4 days.
All right. Well, Dave Davies, senior reporter at WHYY, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, Jen.
Okay. You can follow Dave Davies on newsworks.org. Much of our coverage of this election year can be found at Decision 2016.